Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. My name is James Salcedo, and this is a podcast all about the spiritual side of the unexplained, ghosts and haunted places and people's experiences. So this episode, I'm going to read a couple, at least one email that I received a while ago, maybe two, we'll see how long this goes. A bit of my own experiences that relate to these emails that I got. So that is the plan for this episode. Of course, I am always open for new listener stories. You can get those to me in a couple of ways. You can either send them to me as text in an email, or if you want to, you can record yourself telling the story on some kind of a voice recording program and send me that file. And then I will play it on this podcast, give my reactions to it. And to reach me by email, just send those to salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. That's salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. Or if you are on Discord, or if you'd like to join Discord, you can find me at Salcedo Media. Send me a message there. That's my profile name as well as my server name. Love to hear from you all. Especially since, as of right now, this is my last couple of emails I have to share before I'm out. But yes, that is the plan for today. Looking forward to probably in the next episode or two doing a couple of interviews with special guests, give you more information once I get to those. So let's get to today's emails. Like I said, I'll read one and then respond, and we'll see how we're doing for time. Trying to keep these podcasts to around 20 to 30 minutes, just for my sake and yours. I know some people like shorter podcasts. Anyway, again, these are emails I received couple years ago, at least, for a book I was going to do that never quite materialized. And so I'm just going to be giving the initials of the people that send these to me. Go from there. The first one is from MW. And it's referring, when it starts off, it refers to an article I did about experiences with ghost cats. And that's the subject of this email, and I will go into more detail about that after. So, here we go. I just read about your cat haunting, which brought back a similar cat memory. A member of my family was living in a very old upstairs of a home turned into an upstairs and downstairs duplex. It is located in the heart of downtown Cynthiana, if I'm saying that right, Kentucky. The house must have been 125 years old. To keep a story short, after visiting, we all went to bed. My room was very dark, and after a few minutes of settling in and getting comfy, I felt the weight and movement of a cat jumping onto the bed and slowly take a few steps after landing. This is an unmistakable feeling for someone that has cats. A family member had told me They had no pets, and I did not see a cat during the day. I did turn over to look, and no animal was on the bed. I felt and even heard the movement, which was very brief. The next morning, I told my relative about the experience, and they gave me a funny look and said that was the ghost cat that stays here. They said people have seen it and known of it here for many years. Evidently, I was a new person, just being checked out. This was my first ghost cat encounter. And that's very interesting. I have had my own experiences with a ghost cat. Pretty sure it's the same one. These both happened in my apartment. I've had brief experiences where I felt not quite fur, but I felt something walk around my legs and almost rub against them, even though I couldn't feel what it was. But it was very much the actions of a cat. I had this happen several times, spaced out over months when I first moved here. And this was before I actually got my own cat. So I didn't have a living cat here. So that was very interesting. I also had one time, a few years ago, I apologize, I'm terrible with dates, so you'll always hear me saying stuff like a while ago or a couple of years ago or a few years ago. I was coming home, and my front door has a full window next to it. It goes from the floor to the ceiling. And a lot of times, Logan, my cat, will be standing there looking outside when I get home. And this was a sunny day, middle of the day, and I was at the door, and I looked down, and I saw a cat there at the window, and so I thought it was just Logan. And I put my key in the door, started opening it, and the cat walked away from the window, and I lost sight of it behind the door. So I opened the door slowly and then closed it, but she was not there. Logan was not there. And that surprised me. I didn't see her anywhere else in the entranceway. And when I quickly went further into the apartment, I found her sitting, laying down in my rocking chair. And she was asleep. She hadn't moved. And so when I played this back, kind of after thinking about it, I realized that the cat in the window had seemed like it was too bright. Like, I wasn't seeing any of Logan's darker fur, which is usually at least partly visible. But I had just dismissed that as being the sunlight coming in the window from outside and just making everything there in the window look bright. So that happened, and some time passed. All these experiences with this cat were infrequent, but they were happened enough where I knew there was something going on. My last thing that had happened with this cat was in basically a dream kind of state that I was in. I've had a lot of experiences, and I'll probably record a whole episode about my dream, or not technically dream, or paranormal dream experiences. I had fallen asleep in my chair in front of my computer one day, and I was having just regular dreams, and then they kind of just faded away, but in their place, I could see in front of me, and basically, like, right in front of my eyes, a big, fluffy, white cat with blue eyes. And I just felt like this was a really old cat. It seemed like had a sense of it was aware of me, just as I was aware of it. And I knew right away that, oh, this is the cat that I saw at my window before, that one day. So that kind of surprised me enough where I was able to wake up. And when I did, my own cat, Logan, was sitting on top of my stomach and looking at me. Now, some cats will jump on you and like to be on you a lot. Other cats, not so much. And Logan is definitely one that does not like to be on top of me, or anyone really. She doesn't even like to be held a lot. So this was unusual behavior for her. And of course, once I woke up, she jumped down, which didn't feel so good on my stomach, but she was fully grown at this point. But anyway, so that was kind of what prompted this email exchange and the story. So, and I've heard a lot of similar stories and about cats, ghost cats, and even other ghost animals over the years. So that's definitely, once you start looking into all this stuff, it's definitely not too uncommon for people to have experiences with ghost cats and ghost dogs and any kind of animal that people get close to. But it seems like mainly cats and dogs, from what I've heard. Of course, I don't claim to be any kind of expert. I guess I will go ahead with this second email here, and then maybe after I go over that, I will share some of my own experiences. This one is from AD, so here we go. My grandfather passed away this year in March. Now, just this is me again. This is not a current email. This is older. But here we go again. After the initial shock of his death subsided, I began to feel extremely calm and relaxed, despite having to jump on a plane. Fast forward a couple of days later, and I was sitting in my grandfather's seat, and I looked up at the ceiling and said, "Grandpa, you have a message for me. I'm listening." About 5 minutes later, my grandma's phone rang, and I answered it. The voice on the other side whispered goodbye, and silence followed. Along with my experience regarding my grandfather's passing, my aunt, being a reverend, was tasked with writing eulogy. She was struggling with it and finally went to bed. At 4 a.m., she was woken up by a spirit telling her it was time to finish the eulogy. Started typing it as it came to her. Once she was finished, she went back to sleep. And when she woke up, she had no recollection of typing the finished eulogy. I have also felt my maternal grandmother for years. When she is near, I feel an extremely cold breeze, despite it being 100 degrees. That's all very interesting. I've had my own experiences with relatives who have passed. And a lot of them have to do with dreams, but not quite all of them. And then some don't involve me, but I'll just stick to the ones that I have gone through, just because I haven't really recently talked to anybody else about going into that. Maybe I'll do that in a future episode. So I've actually seen both of my grandfathers after they passed in dreams. It was very much not just a dream. And in one case, I even felt like I was hugging and being hugged by one of my grandfathers. So that was very, very interesting, and just it felt really good at the time. I'll never forget that. And we were in his house, which I spent a lot of time in over the years, being very close to them. my grandparents. And, so that was, I guess I'll never forget that. So I had that happen. I had a dream of my grandmother after she passed, where it was interesting because it was a little bit of a longer dream. A lot of my other dreams I can't say a lot, but my few other dreams of relatives after they passed, they seemed fairly short overall. But this one went on for a little while and had a little more detail in it as well. So I was sitting on the couch in the living room at my grandparents' house. And all the furniture was there, but all of their belongings, their small things, were packed away except for my grandmother's phone, which was sitting on the table. But there was no one else in the house with me at the time. And then the phone made a ringing sound, like someone was calling. But in the dream, the phone didn't light up. But I still picked it up, and I didn't have to press anything. I just put it next to my ear, which I think in a dream kind of makes sense. You don't have to go through all the actions you do in real life. And I said hello, and I heard my father's voice, who was thankfully still alive, saying, "We'll be right there." And I said, "Okay." And I put the phone down on the table. And a little while later, the front door opened, and several people from my family walked into the house. And then with them, my grandma came in. And it was really interesting because all of my other family members, I felt like they were just part of the setting or the dream, like dream part of this experience. But my grandma, she was more real than they were. She was there and she was aware. And what was really interesting about this is when she walked in, she didn't have any kind of a cane or a walker, which she had to use for a while during her last years of life. She didn't have any of that, and she didn't have any trouble getting into the house, despite the steps that she had to go up to get inside. And so everybody came in, and I followed them all into the dining room, and everybody just started moving around the house, kind of getting ready for one of the many, many family gatherings we had over the years there. And my grandma sat down in a chair, and she was looking all around, and she looked at me, and she was happy. And it was just the most amazing thing, because I knew she was okay. And this went on for a little while, and then I woke up, and like I said, I knew that was her. That was her that was there. So that was a really vivid experience that obviously I guess I can't say officially or technically or scientifically that was anything more than a dream, but I know how it felt, and I know that it wasn't just a dream. I also had one time where I felt my grandmother hug me. This was a few years ago. I had made a book of some of my experiences, and then some experiences from other writers that I had met through Facebook. Just due to various circumstances, I didn't have copies of the book, even though I was going to be doing a book signing very soon. And so I didn't think I was going to have copies of the book in time. This is my first signing in a little while, and it was also for a project that was very important to me because of the topic, but also because it was my first nonfiction book, and I really wanted to see that project move forward. And so I was really worried about it for several days. This one day I was sitting at home, and I just worrying, and I just kind of dozed off. And as I was sitting there, I felt a hug. I felt my grandma hug me, and I didn't hear, but I just felt like everything was going to be okay. And I woke up and I went through with everything as planned. And the books came in plenty of time, and everything went fine. Even though the last estimate of the arrival date for the books getting to me was, I think, at least 3 days after the signing was supposed to take place. Like, I literally have no idea how they could have gotten to me other than maybe they were helped along somehow. I don't know again for sure, but thought that was really interesting. Another side note about that book release, I had my I have a lot of friends and family that have always helped me with all my things, my projects, as well as one of my great friends that I will be interviewing in a future episode does all of my visual artwork for me. I always go to her first thing because she does such an amazing job. And so she also helped me make this, well, she basically made this flyer for me to have so that I could share them all around the area and to promote the signing. So I went, I took, I actually called and then sent the file for the flyer to this local store. Printing and mailing store. I won't say which one, just because I've always had to get had good experiences with them, and I've never had any problems. But anyway, I sent this file to them and asked for so many copies of it, and told them I would be there within the next few days. So I got confirmation that the copies had been made, and so I went there after the weekend. I think I made the order on the Friday, and I went on Monday. And when I got there, and I told them what I needed and my name and everything, they said, "Okay, hang on, we'll get them for you." And so they went back and they started looking, and they couldn't find the flyers anywhere. And I was really interesting because there had only been three employees in that store since that Friday when I'd made the order, and two of those three were there that day when I went to get the copies, and they couldn't figure out where the copies went. They never did find the copies. And I had a funny feeling, and I just laughed because here I was to pick up copies for a flyer for a ghost story book and book signing, and my flyers had mysteriously vanished. And I thought the people that were at the store were aware of this. I guess they hadn't looked, and they didn't know, and they were a little bit freaked out by this happening. I just laughed because I've had enough things where that didn't really scare me. It was more interesting than anything else, but it was also funny. But they were very good about it, and they made me the whole new set of copies, and they didn't charge me anything for it. We still don't know what happened. I mean, I'm not saying for sure that ghost or anything non-physical took the copies. I don't know that. But just the fact that out of everything in that store, those copies, those flyers for a ghost related thing went missing out of everything else that was there. Thought that was very interesting. So yeah, just that's that has doesn't have much to do with the email, but it just came to mind, and I have a feeling that's going to happen as I go through this podcast with episodes. So yeah, I'll have to hopefully be okay with me going off on tangents about random things that happened over the years. So, I'll never forget that, how those copies went missing. So, but, I think that'll do it for this episode. I really appreciate everyone listening, and I appreciate all the people that have helped me and are helping me make this podcast. People that are helping with the editing of the audio and the everything else, all the other visual aspects of the project as well. I'll get into more detail about that further on, but they all definitely deserve all the credit because I could not do this on my own. So until next time, thank you all for listening. See you all next time on South Seattle Paranormal.